The Census Bureau says that one out of four American jobs now qualifies as a low-income job. Millions of Americans are just getting by. Many people have little or no savings, and some may be one financial emergency away from poverty. As part of our series on low-wage workers, NPR's Elaine Corey went to Canton, Mississippi. That's where one company, the makers of Levi's Jeans, is trying to keep workers out of financial trouble.
For a struggling community like Canton, Mississippi, the giant Levi's distribution center here is a godsend, providing 250 union jobs. More than 6 miles of bright blue conveyor belts rumble through this warehouse, where hourly workers, mostly African Americans, run highly automated workstations. Fernando Duran is the plant's operations manager.
This operator's scanning the men's Levi's 505, and she's got to pick out X number of units and place them in a tray, which will move it to the next operation.
A year ago, Levi Strauss closed its few remaining sewing plants in the U.S. Now millions of jeans and Dockers sewn in places like Columbia are shipped to Canton, processed, and then trucked to retailers such as Walmart. Mary McField, a 9-year veteran of Levi's, prints out labels for her completed orders.
This is the way we get the orders.
A warm maternal woman dressed in a pair of red what else jeans. McField says her job is a good fit.
I'm a factory type person, and all my jobs have been factory. And I just love Levi jeans.
McField is in her late 30s, the youngest of 10 children in a close-knit religious family. A few years ago, her faith was tested by one setback after another. She spent weeks caring for a sick family member who finally died. Then work slowed down at the plant, and with money tight, she and her husband hit a rough patch. When they separated, things went from bad to worse.
Well, I had gotten kind of behind in my house note. My son, I was trying to get him through school, and I didn't know which way to go or how to do it. And a friend told me, say, try Red Tab.
Red Tab is a nonprofit foundation that provides a safety net for Levi employees.
And they come through for me. They come right on through.
When employees get caught in a financial jam, Red Tab loans or just gives them money to tide them over. Often it's not much, but for a low-wage worker, even a small donation can make all the difference. In McField's case, it kept a roof over her head. The foundation paid her mortgage and a few other bills until work picked up. The tab amounted to less than $1,000, but McField was able to keep her home, reunite her family, and get back on her feet. The foundation, named for that iconic red tab on each pair of Levi's, is a rare form of support, employees helping employees. It began with Jerry O'Shea, a senior Levi's executive who started out as a stock boy in 1945 and rose through the ranks. A company documentary tells O'Shea's story.
Jerry was mindful of the blue-collar folks, those who'd also given their lives to Levi's. He understood that if something came up, many had no financial cushion. These men and women who made the jeans had also made it possible for Jerry to succeed and ultimately to give something back.
In 1981, with $100,000 of his own money, Jerry O'Shea created the Red Tab Foundation to be that financial cushion when something came up. The Levi's Corporation supported O'Shea's mission, and since his death, fellow Levi employees have kept the tradition going. Red Tab has helped thousands of workers cope with a fire, catastrophic illness, or even domestic violence. According to manager Fernando Duran, it's a great morale booster here in Canton. Plus, he says, the company benefits when stressed-out workers get help.
Their mind may not be at work, so they're capable of either getting hurt or making errors. I need the physical human body here, and of course I need them healthy and I need them alert.
It's one thing to help out in a crisis, but Levi Strauss also realized that some employees could head off financial hardship if they had better money management skills. So a few years ago, the company launched a financial literacy program called the Money School. Workshops held on company time revolved around the motto, "You had to learn to make it, now learn to control it." Many employees have done just that.
My name is Nancy Wilkes. I'm the Safety Health Administrator for Levi's. I've been here for 22 years.
For years, Wilkes had dreamed of buying a home, but she couldn't afford it. Then she attended the money school. Wilkes worked up a household budget and started saving for a down payment. She cleaned up her credit report and finally took the big step, applying for a home loan.
I prioritize my financial goals. I pay my bills on time, and it's just truly been a blessing because I was able, through the money school, to get an interest rate of 6.5%. I love it. I love it.
Now, in a peaceful corner of neighboring Jackson, right next to a church, sits the handsome brick house Wilkes and her husband call home.
This was a house that was sitting on an acre and a half of land. It was 2,700 square feet, four bedrooms, for $85,000. And every day I really thank the Lord for my house, but most of all, I thank Money School for a lot because it really helped me. It really did.
Eventually, Wilkes might have bought her house without the Money School help, and Mary McField might have recovered from her financial crisis alone. But they don't think so. And Wilkes and McField are both more loyal, conscientious employees because of Levi's support. Jennifer Swanberg, a University of Kentucky researcher who studies corporate programs for workers, says these kinds of initiatives are more than compassionate gestures. She says they make good business sense.
Typically, organizations or corporations have thought of hourly workers as disposable. But I think now businesses are beginning to recognize that in order to recruit and retain good workers, even at the lower end of the pay scale, that they have to invest in the workers.
So far, just a handful of civic-minded companies are leading the charge on behalf of hourly employees. But according to Swanberg, word is spreading of their success. Elaine Corey, NPR News.
You can find more stories from the Low Wage America series at our website, npr.org.